Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for January 20th, 2021. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. In a last-minute effort, the Trump administration's EPA agency issued three small refinery exemptions. The action reverses one denial from 2018 and granting two for the 2019 compliance year. The decision comes on the heels of the Supreme Court's agreement to hear a Tenth Circuit case that overturned three small refinery exemptions that had been inappropriately granted. In a statement, Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor called the incoming Biden administration to reverse the harm done to rural America through SRE abuse. Skor says, given President-elect Biden's comments on the campaign trail, we're confident the incoming team will swiftly work to reverse the damage these oil handouts have done to rural America by this midnight maneuvering. Rumors that the EPA was prepping to issue the three waivers surfaced last week. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has the National Weather Service's outlook for weather expected through the end of this month.
In general, we're not expecting any significant cold outbreaks during the latter part of January into early February. In fact, much of the nation's midsection, including the plains and the Midwest, expecting near or above normal temperatures, maybe a bit colder along the East Coast, some below normal temperatures expected there. And also in the far west, including California, below normal temperatures expected along the Pacific coast. Now, in terms of precipitation in late January and the first day of February, most areas from the Rockies eastward expecting near or below normal precipitation. But we do expect, and this is a bit of good news in the forecast, above normal precipitation for the Pacific coast states extending inland across the Great Basin toward the Northern Rockies.
The new CFAP 2.1 includes expanded eligibility for certain commodities and producers. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Nepview says the expansion includes contract growers of broilers and hogs.
Biggest one is going to be contract broiler producers as well as contract hog producers. These folks were left out of the original because there was a provision that required ownership of the commodity. Because of the nature of raising an animal under contract for somebody else, they happened to be left out of that. They also specified things like turf grass sod, as well as included some additional top-up payments for swine producers.
Nephew says the USDA has designated funding for specific commodities and producers.
Contract broilers got the biggest chunk, almost $1.5 billion. Now, that's only going to cover their loss from 2019 to 2020 and only up to 80%. Contract hogs have had about $480 million set aside. Then they have another $150 for those top-up payments for swine producers. After that, the rest of them break out between about $30 to $40 million for fruits, vegetables, and nuts, pullets, turf grass sod, and dried eggs.
This is Inside Agriculture.